Now, the elections that put Republicans in control of both houses of Congress earlier this month now mean a House-passed legislation to block EPA's proposed rule can now see action in the Senate. American Farm Bureau's Paul Slagle says it won't happen right away, though, but it will happen.
I don't think realistically we can expect the Senate to take that up in the lame duck, but I think what we want to do during this time period is refocus members' attentions on the fact that this is a regulation which is coming down the pike that's going to affect farmers across the country and in every state.
Slagle says the Small Business Administration's Office of Advocacy has asked EPA to withdraw the rule, but EPA officials seem to be pushing it even harder. So AFBF and other affected industry groups have turned to lawmakers.
You can have resolutions that would halt regulations from going legislation. Those also require presidential signature, but I do think that members are they're sensitive to the fact that EPA on this question might well be going beyond what Congress and the Supreme Court has told them they can do.
And as of yet, he says there's no word on when EPA will announce the final rule, which is still under review at the White House Office of Management and Budget.
The informal tea leaves that people read from the agency are that they're going to move forward with this thing in a pretty expedited way. And to be honest with you, that in and of itself is a bit of a concern, because if you look at what they're trying to do and you look at the law and the Supreme Court precedents and the number of comments they're going to get, but if they're going to barrel ahead and move quickly, it kind of argues to the fact that they're just set and determined they're going to do what they're going to do.
Of course, the formal comment period on the rule ended last Friday, and Slagle predicts EPA will barge ahead on a final rule early next year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast, AgNet.